go out to war against your enemy. And the son of Hashem alekechem yadecha, and Hashem will place him in your hands. V'shavisa shivyeh. And then the pasuk goes on to say, v'lokach v'chalisha, you'll take this yifas tayer as a wife. Zok Rashi, le'dibra tayer elokinagid yetzahara. The tayer over here is speaking of the guy with the yetzahara. Shemein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, Yisra'ena b'Yisra. If Hashem is not going to be matir her, he's going to end up taking her b'Yisra. So the famous question is, all these surim and the Torah are teveya from a person has to be kaibish as yetzahara and finish. Good, you have yetzahara, but the Torah says be kaibish as yetzahara. So why was the Torah matir it over here all of a sudden? The yetzahara is going to get the better, and might as well make it mutter. Every Isser in the Torah involves fighting the Yetzirah. So what's the shot over here, point the Torah was matter? That's question number one. Question number two, we're talking about people that went out to war. These were tzaddikim, gemurim, even somebody that was soch ben tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal roish, used to turn back. So what's the shot over here? We spoke about the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is going to get the better of him. What is that all about? So I saw Gevaldig Pshat in the Sefer Som Derech from Agoin of Simchas Yisrael Broidim, Zeichet Tzadik Lebrach, the Rosh Hashiva of Chetim. So Dover Yodua that the Mocham of a person against the Yetzahar is very difficult. The Yetzahar is a Malach. The Yetzahar is an Emes Dike being. Amarei Shlokish, the Gemara says in Sukkot. Yitzroi Shalodim is Gabra Allah B'chol Yayim, V'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi En Yachlei. If we wouldn't have special Siyat in the Shmaya, then we wouldn't be able to be menatzeik. We daven every single day, v'al tashlu b'ni yetzahara. We need the help of Hashem. And Hashem taki helps us. But when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us? If we fight the war ourselves as well, if we strengthen ourselves, and we put the battle up against the yetzahara, then Hashem helps us. But if we don't put that battle up, we don't get the ziyata d'shmai either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pishuli pesach kichudei shal machat. You open up the door as big as the hole of a needle, I'll open it up all the way. But we have to do that, and we have to wage that war ourselves. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmai. That's number one. Number two, the Mesilas Yesharim. The second parak says that the root of the war against the Yetzirah is his bainus. We have to use our intellect. We have to think of ways that the Yetzirah tries getting the better of us. We have to think of ways of outsmarting him. It has to be with his bainus. But he says, if somebody, so Yesharim says, if somebody walks through life without his bainus, whether his derech is good, whether his derech is not good, it's like a blind person walking at the edge of the river that everybody understands what a tremendous sakon it is, just a little slip to the side, and he's finished. That's not somebody that walks with his bainus, without his bainus. And the Mesilas Yesharim answers, that is one of the main tactics of the Yetzirah. To give us a life that's full of pressures and full of work and full of different kinds of occupations. To take us away from that is bainus to fight against the Yetzirah. Now, during regular times, we're expected to fight the Yetzirah. But there are certain times and one major time when our minds are not with us, and that is during the time of Mulchan. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim that when a fellow is at war, he has to dedicate every facet of his mind, Chalimei Nafshei, to that Mulchama, to kill the enemy. To kill the enemy, to wipe out the enemy. If you don't do that, we're going to see what happens, what's happening now in Afghanistan. The Mamish, a sad joke, the sad joke that's happening, because we didn't want to, live and let live. We'll conquer some area and let the rest of them live. And now you see what's going on over there. It's pachad pladim. He says, if you don't kill out the enemy, it's a getter of somebody that has rachmanis in a place where he has to have achzorius. The end will be, he'll have achzorius in a place where he's supposed to be merachim. That's what happened with Shaul. But you have to put kol nimei nafshach into fighting a war. And that's where you have to fight against the battle of the Yetzirah. But if you're fighting a different war, you're fighting against the enemy, when you have to dedicate all koiches to that war, then your mind is not ponui, it's not there to fight against the Yetzirah. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoyrid L'Sadaita Shalom. He understood that he's not able to dedicate his full koiches in the war, you can't fight two battles at once, two wars at once. And this war has to be dedicated against that enemy, the enemy that you're fighting against. The male of the Yetzirah has a total advantage over the person. He can totally conquer him. So Davka over here, Dibra Torah Kenegid Yetzirah, and even Tzadikim. If Tzadikim are not Mizbayne, if they don't put Mizbayneus into it, Yetzirah can get the better of him. I've said over numerous times, let's get I to say again, Rabbi the Miller, Zechitzad of the Rahu's Enikol, Rabbi Yisrael Brog, told me, Rabbi the Miller was already 92. So he tells him, Yisrael, Vilshen Avegain, I want to leave this world already. And then I like Rabbi the Miller, every second of life was mamish treasure. Say the Favos. He says, Sevelshen Tzushver is getting too hard. What's getting hard? He says, the Melchama against the Yetzirah is getting too hard. So he says, Zayde, you got to read the Miller of Mamish. He was the quintessential Mizbayne, the quintessential person, you saw him, the quintessential person that was in total control of himself. He says, Zayde, you, and at your age? So he says, Biz the left the secunda. Till the last second on earth, Elot Nishtam. Now, for Yetzer, you know, there's different kinds of Yetzirahs. We don't understand what that means. Oh, but the Yetzirah doesn't light up. And you have to have that full kayak against him. So, a person that's at war, he can't concentrate against the Yetzirah. Finished. So, the Torah over there made a dispensation for him. Not that the Torah condones it, because as Rashi says, somebody that does take the Yifas Torah, the end will be a hater, and he'll get rid of her, and have a Ben Sayyid Ramayra, whatever. Oh, but this is why there's a heter here. Pasuk goes on, Ki yiyel ish Ben Sayyid Ramayra, someone that deviates and someone that rebels. So Rashi says, U Ben Sayyid Ramayra need an al-shem Sayyid. A Ben Sayyid Ramayra is judged because of his end. He didn't really do anything right now that's so terrible. But he gave Torah to save Daita. The Torah went into what's going to be the end with him. The end is going to be he's going to take money from his father and mother for his tithes, and then the end is not going to be able to find that to support his addictions or whatever. And then he's going to go be molested by Sabriyas. He's going to end up killing Mutter Shiyom Zakai Baal Yom Zakai. So the Torah kills him now when he's a Zakai and not later on when he's a Chai. Famous question that's asked is that this is different than we find by Yishmael. By Yishmael, where you know everybody knew that the Soviet was going to give Tzoros to Klal Yisrael, the Malach HaShoreis, they came to be Mekatrik, that Yishmael should die. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I can't judge him on the future. I want to judge him by Sher Hushan. And right now, he didn't do it yet. So Shel if he said, he kept him alive. What's the Chiluk? Bye-bye, Ben Sayyid Ramayra. We say he's needing all the same Soifai, and by Yishmael, by Sher Hushan. Various Trachmers that we've said them in the past. I just saw Pshat, B'Shem the Migdash Mordechai. He said, Ben Sayyid Ramayr is different. A Ben Sayyid Ramayr, his Yisoyde is Betum. It came Ali Dei Yifas Torah, Ali Dei Yishiks. Yes, the Torah was Matir, the Dibri Torah, Kenegi Yitzhahara, and yes, the Torah was Matir. Of a so-called Sayyid came Machmas Taiva. And the Sayyid of this Ben Sayyid Ramayra came from a Mokar, which is not Tahar. Then there's not much hope for this Ben Sayyid Ramayra. Then chances are he's going to do terrible, terrible things. Yishmael was Makayra Gitahara the Mice. He was born from Avraham Avinu. And even Hagar, no, she was Noah B'Maseha. So his Makayra was Gitahara. So there was hope for him in Melach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Basher Hushan. And the emphasis Chazal say the Yisoyed devil was the Yishmael the Tshuva. So it depends what the Yisoyed is. If the Yisoyed is B'Tahara, that's one thing. If the Yisoyed is B'Tumah, Machmas the Yetzirah, then there's not much hope. There's others that point out over here, there's L'Chayra Astira between two parshas that are Samach Le'Zelazel. By the parsha of Yifas Tayar, the Torah made a dispensation for the Yetzirah of a person, Dibra Torah Kenegid Yetzirah, and we allow him to indulge in his Yetzirah. By Ben Sayyid Ramayr, it's not like that. By Ben Sayyid Ramayr, Lehefech. You see, he's Isaac with his Yetzirah, you kill him right away. What's the chiluk? Why over here do we give him a green light to go on, And over here, what happened? We stop him in his tracks and we kill him. So the emphasis is, look at what we said earlier. It could be there's a special din, like a fast tire, because it's a time of war. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, you know, that a person cannot be held responsible. That's one teretz. But I saw a teretz brought down, HaGoyin HaTzadik Reb Benzion Bruck, Rosh Hashiva Nevardik, said over B'Shem HaGoyin HaTzadik Reb David Budnik, Zatzal, who was the Mashgiach and the Yeshivas Nevardik in Riga. He said like this, you see from over here how careful you have to be with young people. What's Pshat? He says, the fellow that went out to war was already at least 20 years old. He grew up normal. He grew up in a Torah atmosphere. He grew up with the foundations the way they should be. If later on somehow or other he's nitshul with the Yetzirah, he could recover. Being that the foundation is strong, being that the foundation is in place, so then already the Torah says, we could lighten up a bit under certain circumstances and he'll make a comeback afterwards. But here we're dealing with a boy that's 13 years old. A boy that's 13 years old, he's not yet on solid ground. His Yetzirah is just beginning to function. And Nenela, if that's the case, you have to be worried. If you're going to give him a heter now to be Isaac in his Yetzirah, that means his Yesod is going to be crooked. And that is an opening of a Pandora's box, an opening for trouble. So by a young child, a young boy, there we can't give that heter. The Yesod has to be right. And this is an answer to those that say, yeah, he's only a boy, leave him alone, you know, he'll grow out of it, right? What happened? When a kid is younger, you have to make sure that has to be done in seichel, of course. But when a kid is younger, when he's growing up, and that's when you're laying the foundation for his chinuch, then adrab, you have to be very careful then. You have to worry that if we let him go and let him be makel in different areas, then the yesod is going to be crooked, and then he talk about, chas v'shalom won't be matzliach. The pasuk goes on to say, "Kisasha bereyacha masas mu'uma." If you have a loan by someone, you lend somebody money. Loisovay al beisay lavait avaytay. Do not come to his house. Do not go in to take a mashkin to take security from him. So Rashi says, "What does that mean? Kisasha bereyacha masas mu'uma. You'll have a chayv of mu'uma. What does mu'uma mean?" A little chayv. You have a little chayv, don't go and take a mashkin. So Chafetz Chaim asks a question, this is a pella. If the pasuk is trying to tell us, a chiddush is supposed to tell us, even if you have a big chayv and you're worried about getting back the money, even then you don't want to go and take it. But what does that mean? If you have a little chayv, don't take a mashkin. What's the chiddush in that? Of course, if it's a little chayv for states, you can't take a mashkin. And it certainly does not mean by a big chayv you're allowed to, because it's not mutter. So why does the Torah say over here, you have a little chayv, don't take a mashkin. Pshit, am I kamashmala? If anything, you should have said a big chayv, you shouldn't take a mashkin. So the Chafetz Chaim, Torah is telling us, you say over here, every chayv, kalapi this mitzvah, is a little chayv, even if it's $1 million. Any chayv. It's not trying to tell me it's a little chayv of a few dollars. It's trying to tell us, no matter how big the chayv is, it's a little chayv l'gavi this. For example, he says, you have a little kid, somebody steals a nickel from him. So for a little kid, it's mamish, he's all upset or whatever. The kid gets older, a nickel is nothing. You know, you steal $100 from him, ooh, that's something. The guy gets older, you know, $100 is garnished. You steal thousands from him, that becomes a big thing. For a multi-millionaire, thousands is also nothing. Oh, you say that, but millions of dollars, that's already a big amount. Zotan's the Torah, that's not the right hashkafa. Kalapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, millions of dollars is also nothing. Why? The chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us on a daily basis, the very fact that he gives us back our neshama every day, that we could go to sleep at night knowing that B'derech HaTeva, we could wake up, he's going to give us back our neshama. And not only give us back our lives the next day, but with health. And to have the same menuch we had the day before. And to go on, and he gives us parnos, and he gives us so many things. So the millions of dollars is nothing kalapi that. That's why the Torah tells us over here, kisasha b'riyacha masas mu'uma. It's nothing compared to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And kalapi that, kalapi what Hashem does for us is nothing. So the emes is what the Chofetz Chaim says over here is a befeirish Rashi Mishpat. Rashi over there by Mashkin says, Im chovel tachba salmas reyecha, if you will take as a mashkin the beged of your friend, ad bo hashemesh tishivenu, will return it by the time the sun goes down. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kama ato chayivli, how much do you owe me for the chasadim? Right, your nefesh comes up to me every night. The roisen is dinner. He gives the din v'chesu u'mischayevus l'vonai. It remains chayev. And what do? I give it back to you anyway. So anything you could possibly have in this life, how much would people spend for life if they knew they had to save their lives? They spend millions. Life is worth. Life is priceless. So no matter what this fellow owes you, it's a masses mu'uma kalapi what you owe a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold us responsible, he gives us back our neshama every single day, so too we have to give back this mashkin. The Pasuk says, he shomer b'nega hatzaras. You should preserve the nega hatzaras, which means if a fellow has a nega on his skin, he's not allowed to cut it off. He shomer b'nega hatzaras lishmer ma'oid v'lasais. Which whatever the Kohanim tell you to do, that is what you should do. If a fellow has a nega, he's not allowed to cut it off. Now Rashi says, but from Rashi's mashim, let's say a fellow has some sort of a growth on his skin, which is not tummy, it's mashim from Rashi, you're allowed to cut it off. But the Sifri says that the Isser was even set on a negat tar. Even if the negat's tar, you're not allowed to take it off. Question is, why should it be Yosef to take off a negat tar? It's nothing. It's not tummy. Maybe if it's tummy, so listen, you have to be sable to punishment and go through the whole tshuva process to get rid of it the right way. But if it's tar anyway, why should it be Yosef to take off? So Tosfos in the Sefer Shuras, Davdala and Aleph says, he brings a raya from the Gemara that you get Malkus even on a Negat Tahar. But Tosfos says Torah over here doesn't literally mean it's Mamish Tahar. It means it's a kind of a Negat that there's a suffix. It could be Tomei. The reason why it's Torah is it didn't get any bigger or it got a little bit less than it was and the Kohen did not yet have a chance to be retired. But it doesn't Mamish mean that it is Tahar. As I said, Tosfos. But the Imrei Emes says the Gevaldik Yipshat. He says the Zayir HaKadosh says that a Negat Tor is also a simon of Teichachim and Hashemayim. But Negat Tomei comes because of Lashon Hara, like Tzishemra, and words that should not be spoken. But Negat Tor, Lehepach, comes for words that should have been spoken but were not spoken. If, let's say, a fellow has an opportunity of complimenting somebody, make the person feel good, he doesn't compliment. Well, let's say the fellow has an opportunity of giving teichacha in a good way, to be moichiach someone, moichiach teichiach samisecha, will he see soul of chait? And he doesn't do that? And if a fellow, anytime a fellow had an opportunity to speak constructive words and he didn't, that is a goyim of a negatah. So you're not allowed to take that off either, that's also teichacha. It's not mamish tameh, but it's a teichachim and Hashemayim, you're not allowed to take it off. You see from over here that not saying a good word also has its ramifications. For states, we're always careful not to say bad words. But if a fellow has an opportunity to say a good word and he doesn't, so in a way, that's like saying a bad word. Those Zekman from over here. Lo yovei hamayni umayovi b'kal Hashem. And Amoni and Mayavi cannot come to Kal Hashem. Al dvar for the matter, Ashele kidmu eschem malechem uvamayim. They didn't go out to greet you when you passed their area with bread and water. Baderek v'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Secondly, v'asher sochar olecha es bilum ben ba'or mipsoy aram narayim l'kal olek. So Rashi teaches, what does it mean the word al dvar Ashele kidmucha? Al dvar is al ha'etzah sheyotzu eskam lak diyakan. on the Eitzah that they were Goyrim to get you to doing an Adeira. They ended up being Mizana with the B'nai Smayav, whatever, and it caused terrible Churban and Klal Yisrael. The other Umas HaOilam are allowed to come in immediately. But Ammon and Moab, because they were involved in getting you to do an Aveira, not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. You see from over here, Godel HaMachti Yosin HaHagai. Other nations tried killing you, they're allowed to come in. But HaMachtiyah is Yosin HaHagai. So the Mepharshim is the Kasha, that's the case. So why does it say, Al Dvar Shaboy Kidmu Eskan Balechem Ubamayim? That's Ramish nothing. They didn't give you bread and water. Kilape being Machti you. Machti was worse than killing you. So that I can understand. But Kilape that, what significance, Al Shaboy Kidmu Eskan Balechem Ubamayim, what significance that pales in comparison to what they did with the Eitz of being Machti you. So why does the Torah even bring it down? So I saw in the Sefer Noyam Siach, for Agoin Rishnei Kotla Zatzah, he brings down a Rabbein Yoin and Shari Tshuva. And Shari Gimel says there are people, many people amongst us that think that the Iker destruction and Hefsid of an Aveira is when you're over on a Loisase. When you get up and do something that you're not supposed to do. But not doing a mitzvah, that's not so terrible. You know, nice, I didn't do anything destructive, I didn't do anything bad, I just didn't do a mitzvah. So Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, that is a tremendous mistake. Al kein anu chayovim lohidia toye ruach bina. We're mechuyev to set straight those whose minds take them off. He says, it says, Vitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avon gimel chamuris avodizara, gili harais and shvipas damit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater on the three cardinal averas, loy vitar on avon bitl tayu. Aye, what do you mean? That's a loisas of misa, and lima na teiris, just to see it in word, so what? You see from over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater on those averas, he's not mevater on bitl tayu. Dan sheiz doim, roim, v'chatoim, ma'oi. They perpetrated the worst Aveira Shayach. And yet, what's the reason why they were destroyed? Not because of those Aveiras of Tumah, because they did not allow Tzedakah to be done. Because they didn't do the mitzvah of Tzedakah. The Pasuk says so beferish, the Navi says so beferish. So you see from over here, what's the pshat? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu more makban on that? Because Hayos is the derech of people to think, so what if I don't do it? It becomes more nafutz, and it becomes more common, and that is the beginning of hashlasa. That is the beginning of hashlasa. If you're lax in mitzvahs, in the positive mitzvahs, in the mitzvahs that you have to do, you'll eventually end up doing the other things as well. As you see with Zdayim, and that's what the Torah means over here, when the Torah says, Ala shaloi kidmucha v'alecha mubamayim, v'ala sher sachar alecha bilum. It starts out with not doing the mitzvah. But once you start with that, it leads to other things that are much worse. It's Yitachin, that could be the reason why Asay Daicha Loisase. Even though a Loisase is more chumer than because a Loisase you get Malkus for at least, right? And an Asay, a person doesn't get Malkus for. But the Asay, the being Mavatal, the Asay, that leads to other things, but Mele Asay Daicha Loisase. I want to end off with a Santa Maisa that I saw, which has it in a Moyudik and Musik. I'm going at Tzadik with Reuven Karel and Shtein Zeke Tzadik with Brach was a big mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. So he said the following nice. He was invited to speak in a certain cheder or mesifta. It was in El. He was invited to speak there. And the mesifta hired a taxi to bring him to his house and it brought him to the mesifta. So they're driving, and they come to the opening of the campus where the Masifta is. And there's a passageway that you have to get through. So the taxi driver wants to get through, but there's two Bokhrim that are deeply involved in conversation. They don't even see the taxi driver. So he does what every good taxi driver would do. He honks, you know? No movement. They're still involved in their conversation. He honks a second time, a little bit harder. Again, they're in a different belt. It's like they don't hear him. So he honks a third time. He's getting impatient. He's an Israeli, you know. He's getting impatient. And again, no movement whatsoever. So finally, he puts there, and he gives a big honk. So one of these guys turns to him and he says, Beseder, Beseder, we heard you already. But they didn't budge. So now the guy lost his patience. He sticks his head out the window. He says, I should have liked you if you heard me. Why don't you move a little bit? So Reuven Karelenstein was sitting in the car and he hopped the zither. He says, I've been hearing the blowing of the horn, the shofar. I've been hearing it now for 1 week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, or whatever. You know, what do I do? I say, Beseder, Beseder, I heard it already. And they scream out, Menashamayim, Shaita, what you are. So then why don't you move a little bit? Why is there no movement on your part? Why don't you try to change yourself even a little bit? Why are you standing in your place? The tachlis of the shofar is, Uru Yishen Yishmaskem, Hakitsu Yitai Damaskem. Nikkur is, we should say, Beseder, Beseder, we heard you already. Nikkur is, we should move a little bit from our place. I've been Shabbos, I got it. Thank you.